things change and that's okay. And so it's really about like how you kind of one, accept that change and what's your relationship with the idea of change in general? And then also, okay, so what do you want to do? Like what choices do you want to make that bring you back to really feeling like things are in alignment and things are easeful and simple and all of that good stuff? So yeah, it's definitely a testament to like you as the listener, as a business owner, like this is an invitation to always feel safe to allow that change and that flexibility.
Welcome to Making Website Magic, where we empower women to step boldly into their web design businesses, follow their intuition, and claim the success they're worthy of. I'm Sam Munoz.
And I'm Karen Page. We're the tech wizards behind Sam Munoz Consulting and the Making Website Magic School of Business. We're two women here to talk about what it actually takes to run a web design business that's aligned with your vision.
Spoiler alert, it probably isn't what you think it is. Ready to hear about everything from refining your business vision, networking with intention, and creating a magical client experience?
Let's do it.
Okay, well, hello, Karen.
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
You know, it is going well, and it's not a but, it's an and. There's a little bit of bittersweet energy I'm experiencing today. So good and sad, bittersweet.
Yes, turns out two things can be true at the same time. Multiple emotions can be felt at the same time. So yeah, I receive that. I feel similarly. And thank you for saying that out loud. So yeah, we are here today with a very specific topic in mind. Our conversation is centered around, yeah, a big announcement, I guess you could say.
Yeah, so just to kind of get right to it, and then I think what's going to end up happening is, because this is what we do and we love to share kind of like, not only like behind the scenes, but more so like the thought process and the mindset and all of the things that are like we're thinking, but we are going to sunset the Making Website Magic podcast. This is going to be our last episode. So of course you probably understand now that bittersweet energy. Sad to see something so beautiful and fruitful go, but also both Karen and I have lots of things coming up that we'd love to share with you and just talk through. But I certainly think that what makes sense to start with for this episode is like what kind of led us to this decision and how we feel about that or wherever we want to go with that, but very much like talking about the decision of sunsetting the podcast.
So as with all things Making Website Magic and the theme that comes up so often in every episode of this podcast, the decision to sunset this podcast actually came from a place of alignment.
Definitely. And I think, you know, we've talked about this so many times, that idea of like continuously looking at your business, refining and tweaking, realigning your arrow, deciding what fits and what doesn't fit. And we've had tons of internal conversations in terms of like, what do we want to do with Making Website Magic? What are we doing with the mentorship? Do we want to continue the podcast? I announced in our last episode of season two, where we were reviewing what had happened and what was to come, I have taken on a full-time position, and so I decided to kind of take the SMC Studio, as it's called, the freelance WordPress business that I started in January of 2018, and downscale that. And we had plans to do some different things with Making Website Magic, but after really spending time thinking about our life visions, our professional visions, and all of that, we have come to the decision together to let go of Making Website Magic and the mentorship and the podcast and all of those things in pursuit of things that do truly feel more in alignment for each of us. What I think is so valuable about being transparent and having this conversation on the podcast is that I hope someone hears this and feels empowered to make a decision for themselves that is in the best interest of their own vision. And obviously, like, make those decisions with lots of thought and guidance and transparency and conversation with those affected and that are impacted by your decisions. But it's okay to change things.
Yeah, I just wanted to resonate with that statement again, like it's okay to change things. That's just so true in business. It's so true in life. Like whether or not your business is web design and development or anything under the sun, right? Like things change and that's okay. And so it's really about like how you kind of want to accept that change and what's your relationship with the idea of change in general. And then also, okay, so what do you want to do? Like what choices do you want to make that bring you back to really feeling like things are in alignment and things are easeful and simple and all of that good stuff. So yeah, it's definitely a testament to like you as the listener, as a business owner, like this is an invitation to always feel safe to allow that change and that flexibility.
Right. Something that I kind of struggle with myself in terms of like making a decision, going forward with it, and then deciding later on like, ooh, actually this wasn't the right one for me, is I tend to get like really passionate about things. And I, especially if I believe in something that I'm doing or working on, I'm all in on it. But it's hard like after the fact when you're like, ooh, that maybe isn't in alignment after all. Like I sometimes struggle with the guilt of like, so was I passionate about it? Was I not passionate about it? Or like, what does that mean in terms of like my desires and my vision? So it kind of can rock things a little bit. Like I always feel a little rocky after like a decision like this, because it's like, well, who am I then? And I think that there's not really an answer because we're evolving. Like we're never stagnant. We're never just one person. We're always kind of shifting and changing. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yes, I say yes to that. I feel like there is almost like a social pressure to like have one identity, and that's your whole identity, your only lane for the rest of your life. And that's not true for everybody. Most people are actually like, what is that concept in video games where you like go off on like a side quest or whatever, and then you're kind of like in the sandbox, like doing something that has nothing to do with the challenges, but you're having fun doing it. Like most of us are actually, I think, inclined to try and experiment and sample. And like, you know, one day we have our cowboy hat on and the next day we have our Carmen Sandiego hat on, and like, that's okay. So even like accepting that and releasing the pressure to just be one thing all the time is definitely part of it. And I know that I resonate with that because I've tried and sampled and experimented and done so many different things. And then you kind of find something that you land on and you're like, okay, I'll stick with this until the spirit moves me to move somewhere else and stick with that for a little bit. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's such a good way to think about it. It's also something where I'm like, well, taking yourself out of yourself and thinking like, well, how would you respond to a friend who was like, I've decided to make this decision and like do this other thing and like, you know, change whatever. You'd probably be kind and accepting and like, you do what you need to do. But, you know, it's very easy to be most critical of ourselves.
It is. And so even that is like, how is that helping you? How is right. that criticism, that self-criticism helping you? How's it serving you? And would you like to maybe choose another way to think and feel about this very neutral circumstance, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very neutral circumstance of like, we did this thing and now we're no longer doing this thing. All of the thoughts that come after that circumstance are going to lead to certain feelings, right? And so it's also like, well, we get to choose how we want to think and how we want to feel about all of that. And I think that's what's so special too, is like, bringing it back to the idea of sunsetting the podcast, it's this amazing thing that we created. We have two really great seasons. We have over 50 episodes of these conversations that are really evergreen and are conversations that can be revisited at any point in time and they will still be relevant. And like, bless my mom who listens to every episode. She's always like, I don't even have a web design business, but I find value from your conversations every time. Like I learn like a new life lesson. You know what I mean? So it's like we can live in the space of like self-criticism and that piece. And we can also live in the space of like celebration and like reflecting and acknowledging achievements. And we've done something and put it out into the world. It was well received. It still has the potential to be well received because this podcast is going to live on the platforms, even though we're no longer releasing new episodes. And so also we get to just sit with that celebration and sit with all of the good feels that come with that of like, we did something and it meant something to people and we helped people and we still have the potential to help people moving forward.
Yes, totally. And honestly, the fact that like the word seasons just came up in terms of, you know, we had two seasons, but like we're stepping into a new season of life, new season of business or careers or whatever. And that's also okay. Seasons change, things move on, and you prune things that are not in alignment and all of that. But yeah, from a logistics standpoint, the podcast lives on. Like if you heard an episode before and you were like, wow, that really helped me in my business, what we created, I fully believe in. I think that those 50 plus episodes that we have out there from the Making Website Magic podcast are so valuable. I'm so glad we spent time doing that. I think that that is just such a cool thing that gets to live on. And we're going to continue keeping those live so that you can benefit from them and listen and take those lessons away.
Yeah. And also, we still have the Making Website Magic free community that's mm-hmm. available. Folks are joining every day, every week, and the conversations are going strong in there. So if you have been a listener of this podcast and you're like, no, I don't want the good times to end, like join us over there. You know, we're still over there.
Yes, that's such a good point. I know for me personally, like I don't want to let go of like serving and mentoring and just being an asset to women web designers and developers. Like that's very much still a part of my mission here. And so maybe that's done in a different way and it just looks a little different, but I'm going to be spending time in the community when I can and how I can, just, you know, and it's just coming from a different angle.
Yeah, I'm in alignment with you there too. I think that's been, you know, one of the biggest gifts and takeaways through the experience of recording the Making Website Magic podcast for me personally, is that there's a deep rooted, like soul purpose desire to help women, like just stay really connected to what's our truth, like our individual truth, what is important to us, like what our values are, like how we can really stand behind the decisions that we want to make from a place of like certainty and confidence. And like, I am tapping into my power, stepping into my power, and like, I get to choose and I get to decide. Like that all has become like my passion and my mission through recording the episodes of this podcast. And so to your point, like, I'm never gonna not want to do that. I'm always going to want to be useful and of service to anyone who needs that and is looking for that.
And so meta, by the way, like all of this, like stepping into decisions and like owning what you're doing and knowing what your alignment is and following that and being confident to do that, that's literally what we're doing right now too. So it's just kind of funny how it is. You know what, Karen? I feel like this really transitions us into another part of this conversation, which is more about like where we're going next, because so much of what you just talked about, I know, is a part of like your future. So if whatever you'd like to share with the people that are listening, please feel free to.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I am not letting go of this coaching thing, y'all. Like this is, I'm living in this space. So that is fully what I plan on doing going forward, is still offering mindset coaching to women, whether you are a web designer or not. Like I'm here to help you process your thoughts and feelings and move past those blocks and limiting beliefs that are getting in the way of you really like embodying this vision that you have for yourself, whatever that may be. So that is my plan. I'm open for a business, y'all. Like, let's talk. Let's do a consult. And also, I'm fully incorporating human design into my coaching practice. That has been so phenomenally helpful for me personally, like really understanding like my strategy and how to move through this world and like what's in alignment and what's not. And so I definitely plan on offering that as well, whether or not it's like a one-off session where you just kind of get your personal, you know, unique human design instruction manual, or you want to then use that information moving forward for like a deeper transformation on one-on-one coaching.
I love it so much. And it's been so fun, like watching all of those skills evolve over the last year, like doing the podcast, doing the mentorship, and just like, you have totally carved out your space in the mindset. Like that was so obviously like such a good fit. It's been really, really awesome watching you develop these things over time and like go and educate yourself about new coaching practices and then come back and bring it to the mentorship. And I got to see you do it with the women. Like the fact that you're now opening your coaching practice beyond just web designers and developers, I think is awesome. And you have so much that I feel like you probably have learned, right, from using that as like a specific entry point, right? And like focus.
Absolutely. Again, like so many gifts specifically coming from Making Website Magic. And one of the gifts was this understanding that there really is a universal truth about, like, if you have something you want to do, if you have a goal or you have a specific strategy, but there's something in there for you where it's like, I don't believe this will work for me, or there's something that's stopping me from doing it. I know this is what I want, but I just can't get to a place where it's like my reality now. Like, that in essence is like an invitation to step back and like work through the mindset, work through the emotional wellness piece. And then also, you know, maybe reflect on, is this actually even really what I want? Or am I trying to do something that I feel like I should be doing? So It doesn't even matter if you're like a web designer or not, like we are literally all experiencing that, or we will experience that at one point in our life. And so that's why, you know, again, with the idea of like the podcast has also served people who weren't web designers. It's like coaching is coaching is coaching, y'all. It can be beneficial to anyone and everyone.
Oh, so true. And what we learned in the mentorship is certainly that strategy is helpful, but like without that other component, without all of those beliefs, like it is hard to implement.
Yep.
It is really hard to implement. So where do people go then, since you're open for business, where do they go to like sign up for a consult call?
Oh, well, you know, it's just KarenPage.com/consult. Like, easy.
Yes, we love that short link.
Come on, pretty links. Like, it'll take you right there. I've also, like, reconnected with a desire to show up on Instagram. So everybody is invited to hang out with me at Karen Page on Instagram. I'm there, like, quite often.
That is awesome. And it's really ironic because I'm taking, like, the complete opposite stance, if you will. Like, I'm on Twitter, and I'm using it for work stuff, and it's all fine. Like, I don't tweet about anything other than WordPress. If you don't see the hashtag WordPress in my tweet, it probably wasn't from me. But I think, like, in this whole, all of these decision-making things that we've been doing and everything, and I wrote this blog post on my website, which I now rebuilt with full site editing, which is, like, modern WordPress stuff, and I'm very proud of myself. But anyway, I wrote this very short, kind of weird poem kind of thing about a new hello world, I think is what I called it. Yeah, I know. I had to go there.
Yeah, I love that. I love that on so many levels. It's bringing in Aladdin. It's bringing in the hello world initial coding. Like, yeah, it's all the things. WordPress, you know.
It's really short, but it's basically about like the scariness of change, but the ultimate benefits. And I've been spending a lot of time doing like gardening and outside things too. And it's just one of those things where it's like, sometimes you have to prune things. Sometimes you have to pick, even like fruit left too long on the plant, like it becomes overripe. And so it's just like, there's so many like things that I'm just like seeing and noticing in my life and in my career where I'm like, okay, where can I go back to like my basics and minimize things and all of that? So it's a fun exploration, but it is, change is scary. And that's like the biggest thing that I'm experiencing is just like the change and things being different, because I don't think I've fully decided yet what I want to do with my business at all. Like one day I'm like, okay, I'm going to get rid of all the clients and pass them off to someone. And the next day I'm like, I could take on another project. And then the next day I'm like, well, maybe I'll like create some digital product. So I'm just going to like let it all sit for a little bit. I haven't done this, I will be honest. Like, I never really just let things sit for a minute when I don't know what to do around stuff like that. Like, I'm more of an action taker. I feel like in this season of my life, if I just like let it all just hang out for a couple months and then see I think something will come up and be apparent and be like, that's what you should do, Sam. And maybe it's closing down the business. And I'm really coming to terms with that and knowing that it served me so well. And if it is the time to let it go, like, that's okay, which is hard, but it's okay. You can hear the trepidation in my voice.
Yeah, I do think you are on the right track to like let it sit and let it breathe or whatever, marinate, whatever like metaphor you want. Because truthfully, when you're really trying to force and chase after that decision and that next step, it's not allowing the space for it to just come to you and for it to be easy, right?
Yeah.
And ultimately, I think that's what we all want, is like, we want that ease. We want that flow and that simplicity. And so, yeah, just letting it be what it needs to be and letting it come on its own time sounds like a great strategy for you to take as our queen strategist of the podcast, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I think, not to get too deep into this, but I think like when I started the business, I was like very focused on a few things, right? It was like, make some money, make back however much I was making from my previous job, get some clients, whatever. And so like, as soon as that started happening, it was very, I was just like, okay, next client, next client, next client. And I don't feel that I ever had a chance or made space, because I probably could have, but I didn't necessarily make space to just like we would do refining things and I'd sit down with things and decide what to do next. And I think that that was all valuable. But if I had to give any advice to someone who is in their business and maybe feeling overwhelmed or feeling like, you know, I've got a million things going on and I don't know what to do next and all of that, I would say like, give yourself like a few days off to just like if you can create like a week off, and then like maybe one of those days you just sit down and you're like, what do I want this business to be? Like a week is not going to kill your business. It's just not. So that's like a practical piece of advice, but I wish I had done that more in the business. Like, I mean, taking a whole week off, like it's, again, it's a few days, but it can make a difference.
I love that you said that, because again, you're so right. Like a week can feel like a blip of time, and it can also feel like a lifetime. But if you put it in perspective of like, if I give myself this week to just rest my brain, release these thoughts, whatever, what is possible for like the next year or the next 10 years, just to give yourself some space, right? So it is hard to let ourselves do that, especially when we're in a society that's like, go, 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 like chase mm-hmm. after the things, make the things happen. You know, if you're not moving, you're dying and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, if you're not resting, you're also killing yourself. So yeah. Like in no uncertain yeah. terms, you know, again, it really kind of comes down to just noticing what you need, like being honest with yourself and saying it's okay. Like you said something about like the idea of change. And also it's like, what if it's something different? Like the reframe is like, it's the version, like we're on this version now, you know?
Yeah. And- yeah. It's like an iteration, and it's always going to be kind of updating and improving. You get new information that you didn't have before. A new life experience happens that you never had before. And you're like, huh, let's do this differently or whatever. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's to flexibility, adaptability, creating space, and then feeling comfortable in that space.
Yeah. If this conversation has your wheels turning about a decision that you need to make or something that you're like, I don't know, or whatever, I feel like someone listening to this could be experiencing that. I'd probably hit up Karen if I were you, because she'd be the person to talk to.
Thank you for that. And let me just say this. This is like for real, for real. Most of us are moving through life trying to chase after something and get something initiated. Whereas what we could be doing that would be more useful and like more in alignment and bring more ease into our life is just like taking that breath, waiting a little bit, creating the space, and trusting that the decision will come to us.
Wow. Well, that is, I think, a great place to end this episode. Again, we mentioned that the free community is still open and available. That's makingwebsitemagic.com/community. If you're not in there, it's filled with women web designers and developers from all sorts of different platforms, WordPress, Squarespace, Wix, etc. We have plans eventually to kind of co-create a bit of a directory so you can find other people to collaborate with, to send off as qualified referrals or whatever. But that's a free space to hang out and continue to build community. Again, the podcast is going to be accessible. MakingWebsiteMagic.com has tons of tutorials on there and things, and that's not going away. So continue to utilize all of those free resources and reach out to us. Like I said, I'm trying to like go dark on social media. That's just my personal, like I need to do that. And it's been in the works for years. So I feel like I finally have the freedom to do it. So feel free to email me, sam@samanthamunoz.com. We're going all the way back, you know, send me a letter. Just kidding. Please don't. But Karen, where would you like, I know you said this before, but where, you know, what is the central point where people can come connect with you?
Come connect with me on Instagram @KarenPage. I'm still in the community. You can connect with me there. I'm open to any questions. I love answering them, so bring them my way. And lastly, I want to say thanks to everybody who has listened to this podcast, left a comment, shared it, given us feedback. Thank you so much for being on this quest with us. And thank you, Sam, for inviting me along on this journey. And everything has just felt so great. It's been like an amazing ride.
Yes. And thank you for saying yes. This podcast would be nothing without you. So it's truly been such an honor to do it with you. It's been so fun co-hosting it with you. And again, like, I just think we've provided so many ideas and things throughout the whole podcast. And yes, thank you for listening and sharing and telling us your feedback. And again, like, I would love to continue connecting with you more one-on-one in the community. That's more my style anyway. And I think, you know, I think we, Karen and I, are pretty similar on that. So hang out with us and we will talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, listener. If you enjoyed the conversation Sam and I had today, we invite you to join the Making Website Magic community and continue the conversation with us. We created this space for web designers and developers who want to dig deeper into their businesses with other like-minded people in a way that's encouraging, safe, and brave. Inside the Making Website Magic community, you'll get access to exclusive content like secret podcast episodes, invitations to live virtual events hosted by Sam and I, and opportunities to ask questions and network with potential project collaborators. And it's free. Are you interested? Head on over to makingwebsitemagic.com/community to get started. See you there.
Thank you so much for listening to the Making Website Magic podcast. If you found this episode helpful, we'd love for you to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. This helps more women just like you find the show. Want to dig deeper into these conversations with us? Head over to the free Tech with Intention community at makingwebsitemagic.com/community.
Remember, you are more capable than you realize. Until next time, go make some website magic.